The family of a Palestinian man killed by Israeli soldiers has been forced to cancel his funeral after Israel refused to hand over his body. 28-year-old Yusuf Ahmed Rodeda was shot dead by Israeli forces on Thursday while driving a tractor north of the occupied Jerusalem al-Quds. The Israeli army says its soldiers opened fire on Yusuf after he drove into their base to attack them. However, his family says that the Israeli army prevented him from entering through the checkpoint on his way home from work. Yusuf had become frustrated and drove through, where he was shot and killed.
I knew the news about his death when I was at home. He was on his way back home while driving his tractor in Al-Ram. There are two ways. One road goes towards the military barracks and the other to Ramallah. He took the wrong one and the Israeli military told him he couldn't pass to the road, which leads towards the other checkpoint. He became frustrated at this and drove through. People told me he was shot in cold blood.
Yusuf's father also said when he arrived home in the evening, the Israeli army had raided his home and arrested three of his brothers who were released later. This is the second tragic incident for the family, as their other son had been killed in a similar way just 3 years previously.
This is a disaster for me, to lose another child. I can't describe how I feel. My son has been married for 6 years and has a strong relationship with his wife and children. He's religious and peaceful. He works hard.
Other relatives of Yusuf also told us how Israel failed to meet its promise to hand over the body of the slain man.
In the past 6 months, 7 people have been murdered in the same area, in Al-Ram and Qalandia. Israel killed them and then claimed that they were terrorists who must be killed. I have been trying to receive the body of Yusuf for hours, but they have asked for different permissions to return it. They had called us to take him, but then they changed their mind.
The Israelis have refused to hand over the body of Yusuf, even after their family were waiting for hours to receive it. And this forced them to cancel the funeral for him, which was due to take place in Abudiya village in Bethlehem. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.